The mouth of the St. Louis River forms the boundary between Wisconsin and Minnesota. It's the largest tributary to Lake Superior on the U.S. side. Most of the industrial plants that used to pollute the river have either closed or been cleaned up, but the Minnesota and Wisconsin health departments still warn people not to eat too many fish from the river. It's frustrating because it's full of walleye, muskie, northern, and bass. As he gets his boat ready for a morning of fishing, Steve Waters is philosophical.
It's good that they're trying to clean up this mercury, but them heavy metals are hard to clean up, too. And most of the people let the big fish go and just keep the smaller ones for eating.
But the mercury doesn't come from local sources. It comes from all over the country. Experts think as much as 90% of the mercury here may come from airborne sources. Right now, there are no federal limits on airborne mercury. When the Clean Air Act was amended in 1990, intensive lobbying from the utility industry persuaded Congress to leave mercury unregulated. In the absence of federal controls, a diverse group has been meeting to try to come up with a solution. The group is a coalition of environmentalists, industry representatives, and public officials. Tony DeFalco is with the National Wildlife Federation and a member of the group.
The hope is to reduce mercury. I mean, at the very ultimate goal is to get reductions in mercury that fish consumption advisories can be revoked.
The group is focusing on a little-used part of the Clean Water Act. It's called TMDL, or Total Maximum Daily Load, and it's a provision that requires the state to figure out how much pollution a water body can handle and still sustain a natural population of wildlife. Once those numbers are determined, the state will divide up that amount among the various pollution sources. The TMDL was included in the Clean Water Act as a kind of safety net, a way to regulate non-point water pollution. But now, Tony DeFalco says, it's being interpreted as a way to address airborne pollutants.
I think in terms of the connection between the Clean Air Act and the Clean Water Act, we're really dealing with some intangibles, and we've dealt with point sources in many ways. And so now how do we deal with the non-point sources that seemingly aren't regulated but are through this TMDL process?
Other members of the group agree that because most of the mercury comes from out of state, they need a new mechanism to target those sources. Nancy Smith is an environmental engineer at North Shore Mining, an iron ore processing plant on Lake Superior.
The problem is going to be, how do you get the people upstream to cooperate? How are we going to get other countries to cooperate? What we can hope is that by starting the process here, we'll be able to point out the importance of cooperation from other states so that this becomes a nationwide effort.
But how such a program would work is unclear. No one knows, for instance, how Minnesota could insist that a power plant in Ohio reduce its mercury emissions. Dave Skolasinski is an environmental officer for Cliffs Mining Service. He says TMDL is not a quick fix, but could be a long-term solution.
The TMDL program, I think, is envisioned at this point to take a decade or more to work through. It's quite likely that there's going to be revisions to the Clean Air Act that will occur during that period of time.
Most people involved in the process believe the Clean Air Act will have to be updated to include enforceable limits on non-point mercury emissions. That may be the ultimate outcome of their local efforts. But there's a major obstacle to overcome. Right now, even if mercury were regulated, there's no cost-effective way to remove it from smokestacks. But Steve Hopkins is confident the science will catch up. Hopkins is the Environmental Protection Agency's liaison for Lake Superior.
The important thing right now is to identify the data gaps first so that we actually know where we stand with mercury, and then look at what we can do something about and focus our efforts on learning and technology to address those things that we can't do anything about yet.
The TMDL group is now gathering data to identify the sources of mercury in the St. Louis River. That phase should be completed in a couple of years. Then the stakeholders hope to come up with a plan to encourage the various sources to reduce their emissions. Once that's done, they feel they'll be in a better position to pressure Congress to address the problem nationally. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Stephanie Hemphill in Duluth.